Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But here to discuss that and more, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and of course, longtime voice of the Orioles, Window Nation guest hotline, Jim Hunter. Jim, what's happening?
How you doing there, Bob?
Doing all right. And we were talking earlier, asking the audience about this. Now that the Orioles are done for the first time in 3 years, no playoff baseball here in the Charm City, no Pickles BBTs is what it is. We'll hope for next year. One reason. There's a lot of reasons, obviously, Jim, why they're not going to the postseason or, quite frankly, even going to finish 500. But pick one reason why. The main reason, Jim Hunter, why the Orioles are in last place and not going to the playoffs for the first time in 3 years, which they haven't done in a long, long time.
Well, for me, it's starting pitching depth. They suffered so many injuries to starting pitchers, and I don't believe Mike Elias did as good of a job as he could have to bring in pitchers from outside the organization to add depth. Doesn't necessarily mean he had to go out and sign the top free agent, but, I mean, Garrett Crochet was available from the White Sox, and I guess Elias didn't want to give up what the White Sox were asking, and now he's in Boston, and he's one of the top pitchers in the AL East. So to me, with the injuries they've had, the depth of the starting rotation clearly has done them in for the season.
Now, maybe one of the pieces that Elias was reluctant to trade in a Crochet deal, if the Orioles were even that involved at all, to be totally honest with you, Kobe Mayer. He finally got the batting average over the Mendoza mark last night with three hits, hit a couple of homers against the Blue Jays. You've had an opportunity now to give him at-bats, not fair at-bats to judge him in totality, but what is your impression of Mayo, good or bad, based on what you were expecting when they called him up after all the hubbub we had heard about him throughout his minor league career?
Well, he's certainly making better contact as of late, and as you mentioned, three hits last night to get the batting average up to 201. But so many of these young hitters, and Colton Cowser fits this category as well, they just swing and miss too much. You know, it's almost as if they don't understand that if you're down in the count, you're going to get the slider down and in, or in Mayo's case, because he's a right-handed batter, down and away. They just swing and miss too much. I mean, last night they struck out, what, 11 more times in the game, and Cowser struck out three times in his five at-bats. So I think Mayo's making better contact as of late, and I saw him on the post-game show last night, and he said that with success, your confidence is boosted, and you go to the game expecting to do well. And I think he now knows he belongs. You know, as you mentioned, he had a couple of home runs in Toronto. But the whole thing about this, and I don't know what they're teaching these guys analytically, but the entire team needs to make better contact. And the prospects coming up from the minors, I mean, that's why Beavers is such a revelation. I mean, he makes as good a contact as any young player that they brought up recently. So Mayo, he's making better contact as of late, but he really has to perfect that swing and not chase as much.
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on BBT, 105.7 The Fan, talking to Birds, going for the sweep against the White Sox where they come home for their final homestand of the year, Yankees looming four-game series. Last year, the Orioles, Jim, as we talked about many times during the season, one of the best teams in baseball in regards to run production and certainly bashing the long ball. Nowhere near that level here in 2025. Gunnar Henderson, not even at 20 after pushing 40 last year. Any concerns with the lack of bombs from some of the guys that were expected to take it to the next level in that regard here?
Well, I don't think so, because it's a copycat league. And if a team shows how to get a certain hitter out, the next opponent is going to do the same thing. And I think it's up to Gunnar now to readjust to the league. Last year, he may have snuck up on some pitchers and some teams with the 37 long balls. But they now know him. And, I mean, let's face it, Bob. If you're an opposing team and you go into your meeting before game one of a series, you're going to say, Gunnar Henderson will not beat us, and you're going to pitch him accordingly. So I think he has to adjust. I'm not worried at all about the lack of home runs this year. You know, he definitely is one of the best hitters on the team, and he's definitely one of the best hitters in the league. You know, he's batting .272. He had three more hits last night, a couple of RBIs. And for him to get that home run stroke back, he's going to have to adjust and look for certain pitches.
Now, Jim, you were an announcer for a lot of years. Did you guys ever get to throw to the radar gun? Last night, the announcers, you know, the media people were throwing
speed pitch
to the speed pitch. And our colleague Rob Long threw it a 58.
Yeah, I did 50. See that on the
the one hopper.
Yeah, and 65 miles an hour won it, which is not that very impressive. But no, I've never done that at a major league ballpark in all my years covering the team. But that was an interesting segment. I'm glad they did it. Yeah. It seemed to be fun.
Jim doesn't even drive 65 miles per hour, much less throw a ball there. Hey, Jim, appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday as we're winding down, unfortunately, an unsuccessful Orioles season here.
Well, I will see you tomorrow night at Pickles.
Oh yeah, that's right. I keep thinking, yes, can't wait. Jim Hunter, we'll see you down there. It's at 7 o'clock game, so we'll be there at 6.
All right, guys. Good to be with you.
All right, Jim.
Here's Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll be down at Pickles Pub. Forgot all about that. Tomorrow night, four-game series. Our coverage starts at 6. We'll be there earlier. It's our last Friday, by the way, coming up this weekend. Steve Molesky will be joining me. Nolan will be down there as well. So come on down for Friday and buy us a bunch of beer, because we won't be there on a Friday. We're there next Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're going to celebrate. Even though we're not pouring champagne on the Orioles, we'll pour it on ourselves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.